Good morning, church, and welcome to North Brother Mountain. To our local Aboriginal people, the Biripi people, this is a significant location for them because it has an important part of their history. Today, I want to share with you some really good news. But first, let's invite Ken and Daphne Johnson to come up and share with you their favorite Bible verses and tell you why it's important to them.
Christian greetings from the Johnson household. Praise God for the opportunity to be able to share with you all in this short little video. God bless you as we share together on the Word of God. Daphne first.
We've missed you all and all the fellowship that we have together, and we're looking forward to the day when we can all get together again and enjoy God's blessing and fellowship. So my verse today is found in Luke 24, verse 15, where the disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus himself drew near and went with them. That verse was quoted at our wedding over 60 years ago, and we've found that Jesus has drawn near to us. He has been with us every step of the way, and even in this day of isolation, we know that we can rely on the Lord's presence continually. So take heart, he is with you.
Praise God. And my verse for today comes from Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. It's been a real blessing to me, and here it is. Have I not commanded you, God said? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's a promise and a half that we have experienced right through our lifetime, through our work in Papua New Guinea, through our work at home. God has always been with us. And the promise that he gives us is that we must walk with him. He has commanded us not to be sinful, not to be afraid, but to be strong and courageous, and to follow the Lord wherever he goes. And that's been our opportunity, and the verses of scripture that come through the whole of the Bible help us, strengthens us, encourages us, and blesses continually, even in these difficult times. So we want to pass on our blessings to you and pass on our concern for each and every one of us as we go through this long experience of not having fellowship one with the other, not being able to share in prayer together. But we know that God has given us an opportunity to pray ourselves, and we're finding that at home, that we can share times of blessing, times of hearing other ministries, sharing, and it's encouraged us for these last few weeks. We pray that God will continue to bless us both as we share together and we share this video with you. God bless you.
God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Ken and Daphne. And now for a little good news. We've all heard that the restrictions that have been put in place because of the coronavirus, they're beginning to ease, and now people can relax a little bit more. Not much, just a little bit. And no word on when we'd be able to get together again, but we'll let you know when we get that advice. But things are easing. And just this morning, I read where our researchers up in Queensland are in the last stages of developing a vaccine. And just possibly, by September, it might be available for us. We can only praise the Lord for that. So let's hope and pray that that is true. But there's some other things going on. I don't know if you look around in nature, but things are beautiful. The sky is clearing. The birds are singing louder. And nature seems like it has just been set free. God has placed within creation the ability for it to thrive when given half a chance to do so. And I believe that is exactly what's going on. Let's take just a few moments and let me just show you what I'm talking about. Wow. Isn't creation amazing? Isn't it a wonderful world? Just this week, I heard in our own country, we're up at Fraser Island, there's some people that's up there, and it seems like no one had ever visited there before. The four-wheel drive tracks are all washed away, and the fauna is coming back in, the plants, the animals, everything is just thriving. And I believe God, I've said it before, I'll say it again, God has made a beautiful world. And it can thrive when given a chance. But God really does look after His creation. Let me read some things to you from the Bible. In Psalms 104, it says, "You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills." This is speaking of God. "They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them the birds of the heavens dwell. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock and plants for man to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth." Well, all these things are in the Bible. God does look after His creation. In verse number 21 of Psalms 104, it says, "The young lions roar after their play. They seek their food from God." In chapter 36 of Psalms, "Your righteousness is like the mountains of God. Your judgments are like a great deep. O Lord, you preserve man and beast." And that is exactly what's going on. God looks after His creation. But why wouldn't He? Listen to something else the Bible says about God and His creation. In Psalms 50, "That for every beast of the forest is mine." That's God speaking. "The cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. Now you know who owns the wild animals. It's God, our Creator." Then Jesus takes this idea of God providing and He makes it very personal. Let's read some things that He said. "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor do they reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not two sparrows sold for a cent," He said, "and yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father?" You see how much He's concerned about His creation? Jesus continues, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them." No wonder that creation thrives. It's because God is looking after His creation. But there's something else that Jesus says about God's care. He doesn't only care for His creation. Listen as Jesus continues. "Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Yes, you and me. Let's continue. "And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you?" Are you beginning to see just how important that you are to God? If God owns and takes care of His creation, and that's what we see Him doing right now, what does that say about His concern for us? Folks, I think we have underrated the love of God. You see, from what I read in the Bible, God's love is limitless. It's unending. It's impossible for us to even imagine the depth of God's love. The Apostle Paul was writing, and it seemed like he was just blown away by the love of God. But sometimes we doubt that. And Jesus had one word of challenge for people who knew the love of God but were beginning to doubt it. It's pretty straightforward. He said, "O you of little faith, don't you just believe? Don't you accept him for what he says?" Folks, it's time for you and I, who call ourselves believers, to take our faith and hold on to our faith and let our faith in God's love affect every day that we live. Folks, we need to let it change us rather than just turning it loose. We need to let it give us strength in the midst of even difficult circumstances. Again, we may not fully be able to understand the love of God for us, but we need to believe it, and we need to act on it. That will change your perspective on everything. But perhaps this morning, you don't have that faith. Perhaps your life is a bit like a desert. It's dry. It's hard. It's lonesome. You're hungry for change, but you don't know where to look or where to go. Jesus gives us an invitation that I would like to share with you. Listen closely. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart." Listen, and you will find rest for your souls. Rest for your souls. His love not only looks after creation, but his love covers us all. And it's available for you as if you will do according to Jesus and what he said. Come to him. Come to him for rest. Let him touch you. Let him change you. Let him make you one of his children. And if you make that choice, your life will begin to change. And you'll begin to learn of that awesome and wonderful, limitless love that God has for you. So yes, God does own and look after creation. But he also loves you. And he wants you to be one of his children. He'll change you. Why don't you give him the chance? Father, I thank you for the good news that we can enjoy right now. Thank you that there's hope on the horizon with this coronavirus. Thank you that this world that you created is thriving in the midst of adverse circumstances for the world. Thank you that you look after your creation. But Father, you want to look after us in a much greater way if we'll just believe you and trust you. Father, if there's somebody here today and they haven't made that choice to, through Jesus, become your child, I pray that today they'll make the decision to do that. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.